ඕඩර් ප්ලීස්. දවසේ වැඩ කටයුතු අවසන් වනතුරු කාලය ලබා ගැනීමට සභාව එකඟද?
ආයි.
මීළඟට ගරු ලක්මාලි හේමචන්ද්‍ර ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමිය විනාඩි 6ක කාලයක් ඔබතුමියට.
ස්තුතියි සභාපතිතුමා. මම හිතන්නේ විශේෂයෙන්ම අද උදෑසනත් මේක කතා වුණා නීතිඥ සංගමයේ විසින් එවලා තියෙනවා ලියුමක්. ඒ ලියුමේ කියලා තියෙනවා මේක ඇත්තටම එවලා තියෙන විපක්ෂ නායකතුමාට, මාධ්‍ය මගින් තමයි අපි දකින්නේ මේක. විපක්ෂ නායකතුමාට එවලා තියෙන ලියුමේ කියලා තියෙනවා however in light of the proceedings in parliament today that is 19/8/2026 and the position of the government express threat කියන එක. සවපතෝ මම ඇත්තටම මොකද මේ සම්බන්ධයෙන් ඊ මමත් කතා කළා මේ පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේදීම. එතකොට ඒ අවස්ථාවේදී නීතිඥ සංගමයේ අපි බොහොම පැහැදිලිව ප්‍රකාශ කරලා සිටියේ අපි ඇත්තටම නීතිඥ සංගමයේ නෙමෙයි විපක්ෂ නායකතුමාට තමයි මම නිවැරද කිරීමක් කළේ. මොකද එතනදී එතුමා කිව්වා වෙලාව සම්බන්ධ ප්‍රශ්නයක් තිබුණේ කියලා. අපි එතුමාට මතක් කරලා දුන්නා. නෑ එහෙම නෙමෙයි, නීතිඥ සංගමයේ මීට පෙර ලියුමකින් කියලා තියෙනවා මේ සාකච්ඡා බයිපාටිසන් වෙන්න ඕන කියලා. ඒ ස්ථාවරයේ නීතිඥ සංගමයේ රැඳෙනවා නම් අපි කැමතියි කියන එක තමයි මම ඇත්තටම මතක් කරලා දුන්නේ. හැබැයි එතුමන්ලා එවැනි අපි පාර්ලිමේන්තු මන්ත්‍රීන් හැටියට පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ මේ කරන ප්‍රකාශ ත්‍රෙට් එකක් කියලා කොහොමද සලකන්නේ කියන කාරණේ මම හිතන්නේ පැහැදිලි කරන්නට ඕන. විශේෂයෙන්ම මේ වෙනකොට මම හිතන්නේ ඉස්සෙල් නජිත් ඉන්දික මන්ත්‍රීතුමා කතා කරද්දි කිව්වා ඩේලි නිවුස් එක සහ දිනමින වාර්තා කරලා තියෙනවා නීතිඥ සංගමයේ සභාපතිතුමාගේ විමසීමක් කරාම එතුමා කිව්වා කියලා ඒක ත්‍රෙට් නෙවෙයි දෙආරට් වෙන්න පුළුවන් කියලා. නමුත් නැවතත් එතුමා තමන්ගේ ස්ථාවරය පාර වෙනස් කරලා තියෙනවා. නෑ ඒක දෙආරක් නෙවෙයි ත්‍රෙට්ම තමයි කියලා. මම හිතන්නේ honorable chairman I think this is reaching ridiculous limits. This is reaching ridiculous limits. We are discussing a constitutional amendment here. BSL is representing lawyers. What is this ridiculousness? And they are trying to engage the parliament out of all the places. So they have to be very clear about what their stances are and they have to be very transparent about what they want to tell us. And if there is a threat, they have to tell us what the threat was. Because what the Honorable Leader of the House raised here in the Parliament was that there is a procedural error in the way that the Parliament was approached. There was a procedural error. This is very unfortunate, Chairman, because lawyers are supposed to be experts at procedure. This is procedure we are talking about. If the BASL was not aware of parliamentary procedure, that's really unfortunate. Very unfortunate. If the BASL was trying to undermine the parliamentary procedure, that is even more unfortunate. So we have to be very clear. BASL also has to be very clear. The point raised was that what appeared to the government was that the BASL was continuously engaging the opposition leader on engaging parliament. They were engaging the opposition leader, they were corresponding with the opposition leader to engage the parliament. Why so? The parliament has a speaker. Speaker has to be approached if they want to engage the parliament. That was not done. There was some suggestion towards the opposition. Right? And the opposition leader today clarifies that he didn't intend, he knows that he doesn't have the power to convene everybody, he was just trying to be a facilitator. What is this nonsense? This is utter nonsense. And this is undermining the parliament and the parliamentary conduct. BASL should know who to write to first. BASL should know who to write to first. That is the first thing. That is the first thing. And if they want to be bipartisan about their engagement, they should have also written to the government party as well. Have they done that? No. They are corresponding with the opposition leader to somehow reach the government and be bipartisan. We don't take that seriously. We don't think that is a genuine engagement. I think they are being very undermining about the parliament and the job of the members of the parliament. Function of the members of the parliament. And now they are saying, because we raised the issue with the opposition leader, we did not even raise it with the BASL directly. Honestly, we don't want to. We don't have to. Who we have to engage is the opposition leader, who brought the matter here to this chamber. When we raise it with the opposition leader, now they are saying it was a threat. What was the threat? We want to know. Was it a threat or was it dare? Make a threat the dare at the. Hariyata kiyanne. BSL has to tell this because chairman, they had the they issued I think more than several press releases asking for audio recordings, asking for uninterrupted audio recordings, clear audio recordings from the president's house. From the president's house. They were asking the president's media, who's supposed to cover the president, to cover them also. That was the audacity, right? Never mind, the president was graceful enough to accommodate them. The president's office was graceful enough to accommodate them. And now they are trying to undermine the parliament. They have, let me remind you, they have already accommodated undermining the judiciary. They have already accommodated that. This is disgraceful behavior. This is not expected from the BASL. Members of the BASL should take note of this. And we urge, I would like to, because this involves the parliament and members of the parliament, leader of the parliament, leader of the house as well, what exactly was the threat? Rajiv Amara Surya, president of the BASL, has to clarify as soon as possible. Thank you, Chairman.